Brother Daryl, thank you.
Thank you. As all of you have already read, the Haftarah portion from 1 Kings 5, verse 26 to 6:13. From the Torah portion that Rabbi shared, he's talked about the building of the Mishkan. The Haftarah portion deals with the Hamikdash, which is the temple. You can hear the similarities between Mishkan, Mikdash, and don't really want to get too deep into the Hebrew on that right now, because I'm going to have a difficult time walking you through the concepts that I studied on this. I'm going to try to make some associations, and I'm just a little afraid that I'm going to have a difficult time translating that for you to make the same associations, but I'm going to try. So the Haftarah portion deals with Shlomo, Solomon, building the temple. So now we're coming from the age of the Mishkan, the tabernacle, to the Hamikdash, the temple, the building of the temple. The Haftarah discusses, just like the Torah portion, the Haftarah portion discusses all the things that went into building the temple, where Solomon builds a temple in Jerusalem. He discusses the hewing of stone, the transportation of stone, and the laying of stone. And that is very important, because the stone is paramount. You are the stones. We are the spiritual stones. Rabbi always teaches first the physical, then the spiritual. The temple, the Hamikdash, is physical stones quarried, but there's a spiritual lesson in this. If you are following along, I want to focus on right now just verse 1 Kings chapter 6, verse 4. He says that he made if they're building the temple, the Hamikdash, they build it with windows that are broad without, narrow within. Now, if any of you here have been to Israel, if you walked around the old city, you would have seen, especially around Jaffa Gate and the Damascus Gate, you would have seen windows that were like a funnel. They're like a funnel. These are defensive measures. These are so they can aim weapons. So the concept here is that this is going to be a temple worth defending. And there's going to be a strategy defending the temple. Same thing with the spiritual temple. The spiritual temple, you are worth defending. You are worth defending yourself as well. But I really want to focus on more of, well, really two things. Like I said, I'm having a difficult time connecting these concepts, and I apologize. If you look at verse 7 of that same chapter in 1 Kings, and he says, "And the house, when it was in building, was built of stone, finished at the quarry, and there was no hammers, nor axes, nor any tools heard in the house while it was being built." Now, those of you who have been to Jerusalem, you can attest to the size of these stones. The Western Wall is not a wall of the temple. It was a wall outside of the temple. But you can attest to the size of these stones. Now, the feat of engineering that it took to go to the quarry and fashion a stone and transport it, and it had to fit perfectly, is an act of faith, in a sense. So I wondered a lot about why was there going to be no sound of hand tools on the site. Because this is how we are worked on by God, silently and within, from within. Rabbi talks about the tabernacle being built from within. There's the inside built first. So this is the silent work of God within you. So this is the physical representation of that. The quarry is a place of darkness deep into the earth. The stone cutters would go deep into the quarry and cut out a piece of stone. And then it would begin chipping away and fashioning it. You were once in a dark place, down deep, and in need of aliyah, you need of raising up. So the stone cutter separates you out of that darkness, lifts you up, and fashions you, and now he transports you. You are in the transportation stage, if you're sitting here today, of this process of the building of the temple. I hope I'm making the association and connection where I'm seeing. So, to the outsider, the person who is watching this massive temple of David being built, the passerby hears no hand tools. So the picture is that this is a miracle. I have passed by this place each day. I haven't heard a hand tool, but I see this magnificent temple being built, just like the fashioning of you within, the silent work going on within you is also a miracle of God in this halakha. So you've been raised up into this walk. You've been lifted up out of a dark quarry. You've been fashioned, and now you are being transported to the temple site for placement. Now, I want to talk about fitting in. That's the last thing I want to talk about. In Western culture, we think fitting in, you shouldn't push that. But in Eastern culture, there is a fitting in. And for this stone that's fashioned in another place, it has to fit perfectly. But it's okay because you're the stone. You're not the stone cutter. You're the one being fashioned. You will fit in wherever he puts you in the end. That's without a doubt. So, the last chapter we left off with was perfect. Because what sets the tone for the entire setting of all of these massive stones? The cornerstone. The cornerstone is set absolutely perfect. And that's what the builder uses to work on every one of us, that we fit with the cornerstone. We will be as level as the cornerstone. We will be as straight as the cornerstone. I hear so many people say, you know, oh my gosh, when I get to heaven, I sure hope I've done everything right enough. You know, and you've heard these. I got news for you. That's number one, it's not up to you. Number two, you will. Because you're being fashioned by a master builder. Thank you.